From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obstfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He said this disappointing growth rate could worsen.
The New World Economic Outlook anticipates a slight acceleration in growth in 2016 relative to 2015 to 3.2% rate of growth, followed by a further acceleration to 3.5% in 2017.
Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. The Italian Coast Guard says nearly 2,000 migrants and refugees were rescued Monday off the Libyan coast. Meanwhile, Austria says it is planning to reintroduce tighter border controls along the country's border with Italy amid fears of a new migrant influx. A suicide bomber killed at least four people in Yemen's southern port city of Aden. The attacker detonated his explosives among a group of army recruits. The attack came despite a ceasefire between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels. Officials from NATO and Russia are scheduled to hold their first formal meeting in almost 2 years. The officials are expected to discuss Ukraine, the security situation in Afghanistan, and military activities on April 20th. Two Turkish soldiers were killed and at least 50 other people were injured when a car bomb exploded at a military base in Turkey's Kurdish southeast. The attack late Monday targeted a military outpost in the Hani district of Diyarbakir province. Turkish authorities have blamed the bombing on the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. This is VOA News. At least eight people have been killed in new U.S. airstrikes targeting al-Shabaab militants in southern Somalia. A Pentagon spokesman says unmanned drones were used in attacks that took place Monday and Tuesday. The Pentagon spokesman put the death toll at 12 militants.
Na verdade, trata-se da maior fraude jurídica.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff Tuesday branded Vice President Michel Temer a traitor. Ms. Rousseff said Temer is a conspirator trying to engineer a coup against her through impeachment proceedings. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday touted the benefits of two free trade agreements, the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the proposed Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. He spoke to a Los Angeles International Policy Group about the PACs, which have faced skepticism from some members of Congress, trade groups, and presidential candidates.
And when we deepen our commercial connections through TPP, we will rewrite the rules of the road governing the global economy in accordance with our values and the crucial standards of transparency, accountability, and rule of law.
John Kerry. The Chinese government does not like the statement by G7 foreign ministers expressing concern over territorial disputes in the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman accused the G7 of hyping up maritime issues and feelings of tensions in the region. Without specifically mentioning China, the G7 statement expressed opposition to what they called intimidating, coercive, or provocative unilateral actions that could alter the status quo and increase tensions. Prosecutors in Belgium say they have charged two people in connection with the terrorist attacks last month in Brussels. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged with terrorism offenses as Smail F. and Ibrahim F. Police have arrested six other people so far. The U.S. and India have agreed in principle to share military logistics, but Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Tuesday a formal agreement will not be finalized for the next few weeks. The logistical support agreement will give both militaries access to each other's bases for repair and resupply. The United Nations Children's Fund says Nigeria's Boko Haram group has increased the use of children to carry out suicide attacks. A report released Tuesday says 44 children were involved in Boko Haram attacks in 2015. The Afghan Taliban is announcing the start of its annual warm weather fighting season. The Islamic militant group issued a statement Tuesday calling this year's campaign Operation Omari in honor of the late Mullah Omar. The group vowed to carry out large-scale attacks against government strongholds through suicide bombings, as well as attacks on NATO troops. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.